That's right, time to jump into our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day, today being the 13th of December. Just what's going on this day in history. On this day in the year 902, Anglo-Saxon forces were defeated by Danish Vikings under Ethelwald at the Battle of the Holme. Following the death of Alfred the Great in 899, his son Edward the Elder became king, but his cousin Ethelwald also made a bid for the throne. Unsuccessful, he fled to the Northumbrian Danes, some of whom he convinced to back him with an army. Although the Vikings won the day, Ethelwald died along with other heavy losses, ending the revolt. On today's date in 1636, the Massachusetts Bay Colony organized three militia regiments to defend the colony against the local natives. This organization is recognized today as the founding of the National Guard of the United States. Dutch explorer Abel Tasman, first known European to reach Tasmania, first spotted New Zealand and was therefore the first European to do so on today's date in 1642, one of the most savage encounters of the English Civil War. 1643, the Battle of Alton took place in Hampshire. December 13 in 1758, the English transport ship Duke William sunk in the North Atlantic, killing over 360 people. The city of Nanjing, defended by the National Revolutionary Army, on today's date fell to the Japanese as part of the Second Sino-Japanese War in 1937. This was followed by the Nanking Massacre, in which Japanese troops raped and slaughtered hundreds of thousands of civilians. 1943, over 400 Greeks were killed by German troops as part of World War II, the Massacre of Kalavta. Following the execution of 78 German prisoners by the Greek resistance, the Germans rounded up all men and older boys in the town of Kalavta and machine-gunned them to death before looting and setting the town on fire. Only 13 survived by hiding under the bodies of the dead. All in all, 693 civilians were killed. 1949, the Knesset voted to move the capital of Israel to Jerusalem. The last telegram transmitted within New South Wales using Morse code was sent from Sydney to Mbombala on today's date in 1962. Unfortunately, wasn't able to find out what that one said. December 13 in 1972, Eugene Cernan and Harrison Schmitt began the third and final moonwalk of Apollo 17, making them to date the last humans to set foot on the moon. Former Iraqi President Saddam Hussein was captured hiding in a hole near his hometown of Tikrit on today's date in 2003. 2005, Bradley John Murdoch on this day was convicted of the 2001 murder of English backpacker Peter Falconio while he was travelling in the Australian outback with girlfriend Joanne Lees. After following the pair for a time, he convinced them to pull over and claimed he'd seen sparks shooting from their exhaust. When Falconio got out to inspect it, Murdoch shot him and then captured Lees. However, Lees was able to escape into bushland and escape. Falconio's body was never found, and presumably, had Lees not escaped, we might be saying the same about her. And finally, in 2007, the Treaty of Lisbon was signed by member states of the European Union. The treaty for the first time gave member states the explicit legal right to leave the EU and established a procedure by which to do so. You wouldn't know it, would you, the way the UK has been going about things? Famous birthdays for us this morning. Dick Van Dyke is turning 94. Record producer and manager Lou Adler, 86. Steve Buscemi is 62. And Jamie Foxx, 52. And some famous musos: Carlos Montoya, born 1903. Ted Nugent is 71. Randy Owen, 70. Burton Avair of The Knack is 66. Maurice Day, 62. Nick McCarthy of Franz Ferdinand, 45. Tom DeLonge, Blink 182, 44. Amy Lee, Evanescence, 38. And Taylor Swift herself is turning 30. Happy birthday, your Swiftness. We're going in on this one, though, this morning. This track going out to American guitarist Jeff Skunk Baxter, 71 this morning, played with the band Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers most famously in the 1970s, joined his first band at the age of 11, started early, going by the name Skunk, although the origin of the name is still a well-kept secret. Session musician when he signed on with Steely Dan, we're hearing one from them, Deacon Blues, taking us out on this day in history for 2SER. Thank you.